Hey guys, this is Nancy Perez. This is Live Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us pretty much anywhere that podcasts are hosted. Apple, Google Play, and Podomatic is a very popular one that most people utilize. As always, you can always go to our website, livecopeapp.com. And if you want to connect with us online on social media, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook by going to LiveCopeLC. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and talks to you about a variety of different topics and gives you my opinion. Today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone. You can download Grammarly by going to the App Store, or you can go to our website, livecopeapp.com. So, it's been a while since I've been on here, guys. I am so sorry. Live has been insane. Man, live has been insane. There's really no way to put it other than live has just been happening. And, so for today's topic, I wanted to talk about something that I've been dealing with personally. And that's just sort of realizing, you know, the humanity of your parents and, you know, when your parents are getting older. I will be 30 next year, and I recently had a scary moment with my mom, you know, where there was, you know, some health complications and just the reality set in that, you know, my mother is not old by any means, but health, health can be taken away at any moment, right? And just realizing, you know, just my mother's humanity. Sometimes we look at our parents and I think we think they're here forever. Or it just, we don't even want to think about it, right? Because it's too painful to even consider. But at the end of the day, I think sometimes we have to realize and accept, like, one, they're human. Like, there's two certainties in life. We are all born at some given point in time, and we will all die at some point in given time, right? So it's one of those realities of life that we will never be able to avoid. It's a reality that we all will have to face. But, you know, when you find yourself, you know, at 29, having a scary moment, you know, with your mother, it really, really sets and puts, you know, things in perspective. And not only did it make me realize, you know, the humanity of my parents and my mother, you know, just really bringing it down to a whole other level, you know, to also realizing that, like, one, health is precious. Two, it really can, you know, you can ignore the signs sometimes if you don't see them, you know. I don't want to talk about my mom's, you know, illness in specific or anything like that, but there was definitely signs there that she just disregarded and avoided. So just realizing even things like that, where it's like, there will be things outside of your power that, like, as your parents get older, like, you can't control. Like, I couldn't control my mother's health or the fact that I was states away and, you know, I had to wait a couple of days to be able to see her. And it was very scary moments. And, you know, I was thankful that my sister lives here in town and, you know, I'm able to have her here and I'm able to spend, you know, time discussing these things with her. It helps a lot, but it's still at the end of the day, you know, realizing, you know, the reality of it all. I think that, again, with our parents, we tend to sometimes put them in a, you know, in a box of sorts, if you want to call it that, where it's like they're invincible and we believe that they're here forever, and they're not, and it sucks. I wish they were, you know, and coming to reality, and, you know, grips with reality that, like, that's life, right? So there's going to be many more scary moments like that as my parents age, and as they become older, and I need to accept that, and I, you know, I'm working on it. So that's why today's topic is that, you know, I always tell you guys, this is like therapy for me, and it really is, because I know that if I'm going through this, and if these thoughts are running through my head, I know that some of you are going through this, or some of you, you know, maybe have never thought about this, and now you're thinking about it because, again, this is a reality of life. We will all die someday, and you know, some of us go sooner than others, and health, sometimes something has things to do with it. Sometimes it's freak accidents. I mean, it's just so many things, right? And it's scary. You know, just it's really scary when, you know, your mom, the one person in your life you've always had around, you know, is like, it's scary to think of not having her. But at the same time, I know that that's reality. And reality freaking sucks. It really, really sucks. So how do we come to grips with it? How do we cope? How do we realize? And, you know, and that's why the title is, you know, that we have to accept our parents' humanity. You know, we have to stop believing that somehow they're supposed to be all powerful and all being and all doing, because, you know, seeing my mom weak, you know, when my brother was in the hospital, he sent me a photo, you know, just to sort of let me see how she looked and everything. And, you know, looking at it, it hurt, you know. It hurt that I couldn't be there right then and there to comfort her. It hurt that I was seeing my mother in that way. And it hurt to realize that, like, it was my turn to save her in a way. Like, she's always sort of kissed the wound, you know, for me, or, you know, try to help in her own ways, you know. And now it's like I was seeing her debilitated, and I didn't know what to do or how to go about it, because I don't think I ever even considered it, to be quite honest. So here we are, having our little therapy session and discussing this, and you know, I still don't really know how I'm coming to grips with it. You know, I just have to remember that she's a human being, and that she's not here forever. And that's a sad reality of life, but I can't live in a sadness of I'm going to lose my mom someday. I just have to accept that she's a human being just like I am. And that's what happens to us humans, is that eventually we have a day where we leave. And realizing that about your parents is probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do, because I don't want to think about that. Who does, right? I don't want to accept that, but I also have to be prepared for the inevitable, right? Again, we can't avoid it. It's reality. So, how I will cope with it, I'm just going to try to take it one day at a time. Try to remedy some of the things that, you know, I might feel like there's holes in our relationship. But other than that, I simply have to accept that my mom's a human being. My dad's a human being. They have made errors, but they also are going to be taken from me someday. And so I'd rather just live thinking of the good things that we can have, and the good things that we do have as a family, and the good things that my mother has done for me, and, you know, deal with the hard fact that, you know, someday that's all I will have of her, is the good memories. So spend time with your family, spend time with your parents, and remember that they're human just like you. And don't try to be so hard on them, because again, the sad reality is that someday they will be taken from us. That was really heavy. So on that note, that's all I have for you guys today. This is something that you're dealing with, or that's something that you're coping with. I'd love to chat about it. You can write to us, Facebook or Instagram, LifeCope LLC. You can hit me up on my social media, NancyPants1989, or my website, nancyiperez.com. Guys, I will have a new episode on Wednesdays. That will be the new day. Not Wednesdays, on Thursdays. I'm back to Thursday, excuse me. Today is Wednesday. But I will be back to having an episode for you guys on Thursdays. Tuesdays are just too crazy for me right now. But yeah, I hope you guys are happy, healthy, and well. And I will talk to you guys next week. See ya.